morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's hard times right now in Oklahoma, and these hard times have taught us a tough lesson. We can't trust the career politicians who got us in this mess to get us out of it. Isn't it time for someone new? Meet Kevin Stitt, a successful businessman, an outsider, a conservative, now running for governor.
I'm Kevin Stitt. I grew up in Norman. Dad was a pastor. It was faith and family. After college, I started Gateway Mortgage Group with an old computer and a dream. Today, we employ more than 1,100. My faith drives me, and my wife and my six children inspire me. I've solved big problems my whole life, and I don't think the career politicians know how to fix it. And that's why I'm running for governor, because Oklahoma's turnaround, it starts right here, right now.
Kevin Stitt, the conservative pro-life Republican for governor. Paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
The USDA announced this week that seed cotton producers who want to participate in the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs for the 2018 crop year may now submit applications. The sign-up period officially began on Monday and will end on December 7, 2018. Farms with generic base acres that were planted or approved as a prevented planted commodity during the 2009 through 2016 crop years are eligible to allocate generic base acres. This includes upland cotton. In other news, Republican candidate for governor and former Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett has announced the formation of his Agriculture Advisory Council, tapping seven individuals to serve as advisors on agricultural issues during his campaign for governor. Members of Cornett's Agriculture Advisory Council include Bob Ed Culver of Tahlequah, Bob Drake of Davis, Keith Felty of Altus, Joe Neil Hampton of Wacomas, Jimmy Harrell of Leedy, Joey Meibergen of Enid, and Ben Walking Stick of Chandler. Cornett said additional agricultural leaders will be added to the council in the coming weeks. And finally today, we had the chance recently to speak with Blaine Arthur, the executive director of the Oklahoma 4-H Foundation, last week during the organization's annual roundup event, where roughly $100,000 in scholarships were presented to 90 deserving and hardworking 4-H members. She talked about the organization's impact on our youth in agriculture and the role the organization plays in our communities throughout the state. She says that while the organization has been forced to adapt these last few years to budget constraints and a changing audience, she insists the organization is sticking to its roots with curriculum based on youth development and community service.
That community service component is such a key part of our 4-H program. Community service is just ingrained in their project work from the get-go, which is wonderful for us as Oklahomans, because then we have these young adults who become citizens of our state and they become, community servants.
The continued success of the 4-H Roundup is evidence, she says, of the faith that Oklahoma's business community has in the program and the kids involved in it. She says the event showcases the talents of the next generation of leaders in Oklahoma agriculture and the outstanding results of the industry's investment in the program.
I think the 4-H program will continue to look a little bit different than the traditional program that some of us are familiar with, but it all still comes back to the pillars that we've focused on for so many years in the 4-H program, but it's molding itself to fit a different audience. Our kids are a different audience than they were even when I was a kid in the 4-H program, and so Extension is really pivoting to address that and make sure that the programming that we're offering is relevant to all Oklahomans.
You got farm news on Ron.
AFR Insurance proudly serves communities throughout Oklahoma, but we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company, urban or rural. We're your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in Oklahoma. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.